Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast, presented by 13 Fishing Canada. Make your own luck. We're here to scratch that angling itch and talk everything fishing. Join us as we sit down with special guests from across the industry. Now, here's your hosts, Brandon Cater and Logan Lewis.
What is going on? You know what? Scratch that. I start every episode off with that. Off the bat here, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I don't know. It was a pretty fun weekend. It was nice. I don't know about yourself. I'd never been to a show like that. Been to some sport and leisure shows, but it was pretty cool just overall getting to go to an event like that directly just focused on fishing. But I'd say probably the coolest part was meeting everyone that we had talked to online, right? Doing a virtual podcast like we do. Obviously, you don't meet the guests in person. Lots of the people that you're talking to online that are talking about the show to you or whatever, you don't get to meet them either. So I think that was probably the highlight, was meeting some of our guests and meeting some of our listeners in person. How about yourself?
Yeah, 100%. And those of you tuning in right now, we took part in the Winnipeg Ice Fishing Show. That was this past weekend. The boys loaded up the Weekend Warriors truck and headed a little bit east, still in the prairies, just over to Winnipeg. What was it, about 5.5-6 hour drive? So we took in a pretty fantastic event. If you haven't heard of the Winnipeg Ice Fishing Show, definitely put it on the bucket list to maybe attend next year or, you know, one of the following years. It was a treat. Like Logan mentioned, we got to kind of just buzz around. We were able to sponsor the axe throwing booth. So that was a fantastic. That was thanks to the boys over at Holland Axe. They got the mobile axe throwing company. They allowed us to partner with them and sponsor that booth. So thank you. And thank you to everybody that came over and threw some axes for free. That was a ton of fun as well. So, but yeah, we just kind of moseyed around the show all day Saturday. I think we put in a 12-hour shift. Walking around, my feet were bloody sore by the time we got home that night. And just moseying around the show, taking in a lot of great vendors, lots of great deals. And then, like Logan mentioned, just meeting a ton of guests that we've had on the pod and a ton of guests that we want to have on the pod. So all in all, just being able to, you know, physically meet and feel the emotions and you know, it's not through a screen, it's a completely different experience. So hanging out there with Jay Siemens, Josh McFadden over at the Catch and Cook booth and the Hunt Fish Manitoba booth. You know, Kevin was over there. We've been
Marcel
talking to him. Marcel, he does a lot of great content creation for you know, Hunt Fish Manitoba. So shout out to those boys. And then of course, right, you got all kinds of other people there, like Clayton Schick, and you got Gord Pizer.
Derek was there.
Yeah. Actually Gord Pizer was there. He was doing seminars all weekend, and I don't think we got a chance to actually one-on-one sit down and talk with him. That was one person that I wanted to get to talk to that we didn't get a chance to. So Gord, if you're listening,
no,
sorry, we missed you at the show. I did listen to a couple of your seminars from a distance, so lots of great information all throughout the show. So definitely put it on the bucket list.
Yeah, I just realized as we were partial sponsors of the axe throwing, we never threw an axe once this weekend.
No, I picked one up. But then
did you?
Yeah, and then we decided to. I think we went and took part in Jay Seaman's seminar. Jay was talking all about ice fishing in Manitoba, kind of how he breaks down new lakes, what he looks for, and that kind of stuff. So tons of great information for all levels of anglers, not to mention a little bit of entertainment as well. They had, you know, the fastest filleting contest. I think the next day they had like a cooking one, all kinds of different contests, things to get people interacted for people to interact with. Seminars, competitions, etc. And then, I mean, how can we not touch on, you know, most of you listening are probably aware of the Game of Inches series on YouTube. Bunch of creators came together to bring a pretty entertaining series of ice fishing. So we took in that. That was Saturday night. It was a premiere before the videos launched here on Monday. So we got to watch all five day ones of all the contestants. And that was awesome too. Just, it was kind of like a big pizza party. There was a bar, yep. Just everybody got to hang out and take in some good old ice fishing on YouTube. So that was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed that. That might've been my favorite part, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, I guess circling back to the start of the episode, that was a pretty cool part there too. I mean, we were hanging out the back there with basically everyone that was in it, right? They're all going to put their episode up next after the other one, and kind of getting to hear some of the inside things that were going on there is pretty funny. And it's just a great group of people. It's pretty funny. The little, they're all competitive with it all too, but I mean, they all just love to fish. That's the big thing. And so it was pretty cool getting to watch those videos and see them. I know I've been catching up, even though we already watched all the first episodes there. I think I've watched the Fishing Geeks one and Jay's one already on YouTube, I guess, for a second time. And I've got Clayton's and Perrick's coming up there. And then there ended up being five teams total?
Five teams total, yep.
Yeah, so I got three more videos to go, but those will come shortly here. So, yeah, I know it was a great time. But I guess before we get further into the show, better mention our sponsors here. If anyone did see our truck there, you would also see our sponsors on the cap there. We got the little wrap on the cap done there. So I guess first up, SAS Wildlife Federation. I was actually just there today picking up some tags for hunting season here. So I already had a couple tags, but figured I may as well go. I think you can pick up like a book of like six blank tags kind of thing and then fill them out once you get your license. So I went and picked up some of those today. And actually, that's another thing. I don't know what they're doing in other cities, but I know here in Moose Jaw, you can't get your tags anymore at Canadian Tire and stuff. So you got to go to SAS Wildlife Federation building and pick up your stuff there. So another reason to go in there, check things out. They've got some pretty cool shoulder mounts of, I think they had an elk, mule deer, whitetail in there. They got a cool aquarium, some cool stuff. But also the big thing is their membership. They got branches all over the province. Heap cheap, $20 to $25, something like that. You get a monthly magazine. You get some insurance. You get access to some land, which is a big thing now with the new trespassing laws and everything like that in the province of Saskatchewan. So definitely something worth checking out. I know me and Brandon are both members and we're better for it. So
yes, sir. So, and obviously the Saskatchewan Master Angler program as well. So with ice fishing around the corner, early ice, once you find safe ice, of course, if you're going to be catching some big old fish, be sure to download the app and submit your big fish. So jumping over to Blackfish Gear, our friends over there, they've been generous enough to provide our listeners with an exclusive 25% off discount, like absolutely massive. You're probably not going to find that anywhere else. So head on over to blackfishgear.com and head on down to the show notes below and use that discount code, because I don't know if it's going to be the same, if it's, you know, going to be 25% off in 2023. That code is just for 2022, so go utilize that. Grab yourself some soft shell stuff and stay warm this ice fishing season.
Yeah, I know we always mention the pullover when we talk about Blackfish Gear, but as everyone knows, we got, I guess, I think Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba got that storm this weekend.
Yep.
And I got home and got to snowblow and shovel, and I had literally had the pullover on as my top layer. Just t-shirt and the pullover, and it was more than warm enough for that. And it's been pretty chilly, so we're making some ice here. I'm thinking maybe this weekend I'll go check things out just to see. I don't know if we'll fish, but just to kind of see what's going on. So I think that'd be pretty sweet. But we also got a quick word here from Lucky Bastard Distillers. I know I'll be checking out some of their hard liquor. Looking forward to that this ice fishing season. So here's a quick word from them.
There are certain moments in life that really stick with you. This is definitely one of them. The thrill of the dill, my friends, is not a myth. Prohibition is over, Saskatchewan. Ask about LB's legendary Birmingham's Dill Pickle Vodka. After all, it's not a party until someone pulls out the pickle. Tours and tastings available. Call or stop by 814 47th Street East. And tonight, why not mix your Caesar with some Lucky Bastard? It's the one with the pickle in it.
So if that sounds like something that interests you, we do have a Lucky Bastard discount code in the show notes below. They ship Canada-wide. Pretty easy to take advantage of there. What is it for, Brian? Is it 10, 15%?
10% off luckybastard.ca. Nice.
Yeah, so definitely be sure to check that out. But I guess, I know we kind of talked about it a bit already, but that the Winnipeg Ice Fishing Show was kind of the big thing we did since last episode. And I know we had never been before. We kind of talked about it the year previous and just didn't end up happening. But, I mean, it was pretty sweet. They had a mixture between manufacturers, some just outdoors stores, like I know Lake of the Woods headquarters was out there, a couple other ones. Like, it was kind of cool to see a building full of that many like-minded people, eh?
Yeah, and I think, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what you said heading back to the Airbnb on Saturday night was, that was just cool to be around like-minded people. Like, you know, we know people that like to fish. We, you know, you can have a conversation here or there with people, you know, about ice fishing or, you know, but to be in the same room with, you know, I don't know, probably upward of 1,000 or more people, mm-hmm. All there for the same reason, because they're getting ready for ice fishing, is pretty crazy. And it was awesome to see. And so we got to thank you. We got to thank Eric from kickerfish.ca. Eric looks after putting on this event, him and all of his crew over there. They put on a great event. So thank you, Eric, for allowing us to be a part of it. And we hope to have a booth there next year.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Like, I know we were absolutely pooped after we got into Winnipeg Friday night after work around 1:30 a.m., kind of something like that. Watched some YouTube videos till about 3 a.m., some fishing YouTube videos, and then hit the hay, and then we got up. We were about half an hour late to the official opening of the ice fishing show, but, I mean, we were there from, what time did it open, 10?
Yeah, we were there from 10:30 to 10:30, if not 11.
Yeah.
Like, it was a solid 12-hour day.
Yeah, that was a 12-hour day with, like, we only sat for Jay's presentation about how he finds new places to fish in Manitoba. We stood during Jamie Bruce's presentation about, I believe it was Northwest Ontario, right? Yep. It was his presentation. So, like, we were standing most of the day, and, like, I felt tired. Back was feeling it. Feet were feeling it for sure on the cement floor. But then I couldn't even imagine being, like, those guys, like, Jay, Josh, Kevin, Perrick, Clayton, all those guys, like, all those really well-known guys. They probably can't turn around without someone being like, hey, you're so-and-so. Like, and then you talk to them, right? Like, those guys would have had to have been beat. Like, that's a long day. We had lots of time during the day where we could walk around, and it was just me and you talking, right? And obviously it was awesome when people came up and talked to us that listened to the pod. We really appreciated that. So that was nice. But I mean, those guys would have been busy all day. So I could only imagine how tired they were. And then to do it all again Sunday. We were hoping to go for a little bit longer on Sunday, but that weather kind of cut us short. So I think, what did we do, like an hour or something like that there?
Yeah, I think we spent about an hour, maybe an hour and a half there on Sunday. But yeah, that storm, that was something. It was basically on the radar. We were watching it all day, kind of Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning, just keeping an eye on that radar. And yeah, she came through pretty hard. And like you mentioned, Logan, when we got home, you had to freaking crash your truck into a snowbank on my driveway just so I could get into my house.
Yeah,
it was pretty crazy. We were going like 60 clicks for a little bit there on the way home from Winnipeg. So everybody that was at the ice fishing show, we hope you all made it home safe. We do know, like Logan mentioned, we had a few people come up to us and mention that they are listeners of the podcast. So that was freaking awesome. Of course, we love talking fishing, love meeting all of you guys. We know obviously people listen. We can see the analytics and everything, but actually meeting you guys and especially people from Alberta. I think it was Travis from Cold Lake, came up. And
it's a far drive.
That's a far drive. He made the drive from Cold Lake, Alberta, all the way to Winnipeg just for the ice fishing show. And he was mentioning, you know, it's probably one of the best events he's ever taken in. But we talked with him for, you know, all of an hour, if not more, and then sat with him a little bit throughout the premier event. And we were, you know, we were fortunate enough that he was one of the first people to buy apparel on our website. So if you don't know, we do have Weekend Warrior Co. apparel gear, fishing, you know, Weekend Warrior Fishing Podcast stuff on our website. Go check it out. 2% of the proceeds do go back to wildlife and conservation efforts across Canada. So obviously this year being, you know, Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation is a partner of ours. All, you know, the donation will go to them this year. So each year it'll be a different foundation. But with that being said, we were, you know, able to give Travis a few teas for his kids back home because they listen to the podcast as well. So we appreciate them tuning in. And he was nice enough to send us some videos and pictures of them wearing the apparel. So it was just cool, you know. It was just meeting people, talking fish and shooting the shit and enjoying a really, really cool event.
Yeah. No, I think that it was a weekend well spent. Like you said, we got an Airbnb, but honestly, we didn't spend much time there. Like, it was just basically go there and sleep, and then it was right off to the show kind of thing. And I'm not sure how many people they would have had there. I mean, it was absolutely packed that Saturday morning. Even Sunday morning was busy too, for it being the second day, right? But I mean, there's
lineups waiting to get in right at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, there's like so much going on.
Big lineup on Saturday.
Yeah, big lineup Saturday. Luckily, we missed that lineup, but even Sunday we had a bit of a lineup, and it's not like it was warm out waiting in that lineup, and people are still willing to sit through that. So they definitely got something cool going on there. I know, as far as what we got there, I guess a couple days before that, we'd picked up one of the Markham Pursuit HDLs cameras. Little kind of on the go unit there. We picked one of those up, and so we also grabbed the rotating arm, kind of the thing that helps it sit over the hole there. We picked up one of those there, and then what else did we get?
The wireless panner.
Yeah.
So we snagged that camera, so that's gonna be freaking awesome. It's got built-in recording. We picked up that panner, so it should be fantastic. It's super small too, so it's mobile, easy to carry around.
Comes heavily recommended from Lane. From Mountain Man there, one of our previous guests, two or three times over now. He said he never thought he'd go fishing with a camera again, and now he takes that every time he goes. So pretty good reviews there.
Yeah, so I mean, that's gonna be cool. That's gonna be awesome to create some content and whatnot for social, YouTube, that kind of stuff. But yeah, and like we talked about a few minutes ago about the vendors and stuff, Lake of the Woods sports headquarters was there, and they had a great booth. They had so many deals on. People were taking ice augers and
left, right, and center
shelters. Like, it's crazy how many people were carrying shelters out of that event. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like every 50 people seemed like they were walking out of the place with a new shelter, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Lake of the Woods sports headquarters, Josh, over there. He's got a great YouTube channel, actually, Manitoba Fishing Adventures. So just a quick shout out to him. He works at Lake of the Woods Sports Headquarters. Talked to him quite a few times on Instagram, back and forth. Kind of same situation. We've talked for a while. Finally, it was nice to meet him. And he was able to hook the boys up with a Garmin LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle Lithium. So we're pretty fired up about that. That's going to be quite the treat to use this ice fishing season. So basically it's the Garmin LiveScope ice fishing bundle, but it's the plus. So it's got the new, I believe it's the LVS 34 it's called.
Yeah.
So it's I know it's 34, but I think it's LVS 34 is the proper term for the new LiveScope transducer. So that's going to, that's going to be incredible. It basically just produces better clarity, better scans, you know, better contrast for, you know, determining the fish and everything on the screen. It's just all around just supposed to be an improved, enhanced experience from that previous LiveScope transducer. So, just all around fired up to get that on the ice. I know that that'll be going hard here in the next couple weeks, determining, you know, when we get ice, but it's like minus 22 here today. Yeah. So it won't be long. Excited to get that out there. It's also got the lithium ion battery. So hopefully all goes well. We'll be able to get some great content with that. I mean, we'll probably be posting tons of content on social media, but you can also go follow or subscribe to the Weekend Warrior Co. and podcast on YouTube. We're going to be posting some more videos on there. We're going to be posting all these podcast episodes eventually on our YouTube channel as well. But go check that out. If you're into hunting, we've been posting a lot of hunting shorts on there as well. So go subscribe to the Weekend Warrior Co. YouTube channel.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that unit. It should be pretty crazy what we're able to see. I know with the with that new deucer, it's especially works out a lot better for Lakers too. In that deeper waters. So I think that should be pretty interesting to see how it works.
Yeah, I'm excited. And we've been talking about doing a lake trout trip for a while. So this is going to be just another reason to really buckle down, book a trip and make it happen. So like, and I'm just looking here quickly at the Garmin website, and this just gets the boys going. Just reading this, the best of the best just got better. The latest in LiveScope technology, the LiveScope Plus system, offers improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. So, I mean, if that doesn't get you fired up for ice fishing, I don't know what will.
Yeah, no, and I've seen the 32 in action, and it's crazy. So I can only imagine what that 34 is going to be like. It should
be. Let's go.
Exactly. Early ice.
Let's go.
Like I said, I'm going to be looking for ice this weekend, and I think I'm going to find it. So, it'll be time to get that thing out of the box and get her going soon.
Yeah, I actually, since we got back from the ice show, I haven't had time. I haven't even opened the box yet. That's still tough. Just sitting in the box. So, tough go, you know. But like Logan mentioned, he's going to be looking for ice. So if you are looking for ice, you know, definitely take everything into consideration. A fish ain't worth your life. Definitely be sure to wear your floating suit if you are able to purchase one, if you don't have one. Or a life jacket, wear some sort of inflatable device, just for extra precaution. Always use your spud bars to check the ice thickness. Take your picks, wrap them around your neck. Make sure you got those handy in case you fall through. It ain't worth your life. I mean, we're all fired up. We're all excited. It's middle of November here, and but the excitement can kind of take over. You gotta make sure you're using common sense. So
yeah, no, for sure. Like when I go out there, I actually don't have a spud bar, but I'm usually taking an axe or something like that, some kind of bar.
An axe,
yeah. And I'm checking probably every two steps pretty well. Obviously, depending on the snow coverage too, I'm looking at, okay, that ice over there looks a bit sketchier, or that ice over there looks better, kind of thing. So. And I've got the float suit. I have the picks. Obviously, it's good to go with a buddy too, just in case something does go wrong. Obviously, it's early ice. It's the same old story as really any ice. Like just because when you're driving on the ice, just because you know it's 15 inches there, doesn't mean it's 15 inches everywhere, right? So just like when you're walking on early ice, just because it's 4 inches, 5 inches there, doesn't mean it's 4 or 5 inches, 100 feet to your left, kind of thing. So. Definitely something you want to take into consideration. I know I've seen, like when we were driving back from Winnipeg there, that was kind of right at the start of this cold weather, and dugouts were looking frozen as we got closer and closer to back home, as we made our way west. And I've seen pictures of Buffalo, some pictures of Lost Mountain, like things are freezing up. I'm hoping that the snow didn't mess up the freeze. Obviously, I prefer ice is just made with cold weather, not with snow mixed in, just for the structural integrity of that ice, maybe. But I don't know. I think it should be pretty close. These temperatures are holding. It gets cold at night, and it's been like minus 10 at least during the day. So that's ice making weather right there if I ever seen it.
If you are in need of a boat, whether it be a pontoon, fishing boat, maybe you just need a small boat to get into the backwoods, a river system, check out our friends JP Adventure Rentals and SAS Best Boat Rentals. They have everything you need for all of your adventures, whether it be fishing or fun with the family.
Be sure to mention that you are a Weekend Warriors listener for 10% off everything, including gift cards.
Here's a quick word from JP Adventure Rentals.
Get your adventure on with JP Adventure Rentals in Saskatchewan. Whether it's remote ice fishing, hunting, trail riding, or just taking family and friends out for a day of fun, JP Adventure Rentals has you covered with brand new ATVs, snowmobiles, aluminum trailers, plus accessories. Visit jpadventurerentals.ca to make your reservation. check out our sister company, Saskatchewan's Best Boat Rentals, for all of your boat rental needs. Pre-book now. Get out there with JP Adventure Rentals. We rent fun.
Yeah, it, give it a week, give it 2 weeks, give it 3 weeks, you know, however long it needs, wherever you are, it's always different. Never, you know, trust if someone says the ice is safe, make sure that you're checking for yourself. So, you know, with that being said too, I mean, I'm looking forward to using some new ice fishing gear as well. I know we just grabbed, a couple infrared ice rods. Another reason why we need to go up lake trout fishing. We grabbed a couple 40-inch medium heavy, rods from 13 Fishing. So those look absolutely mint. I'm excited to get those hooked up to a fish. But go check out 13fishing.ca. They have some new rods there as well. They have a reintroduced tickle stick. So if you've used a tickle stick in the past, I think there's been about two or three versions in the past. There's a new version released this year. There's also a new Snitch Pro that comes in just a rod, that comes in a combo, a spinning combo and an inline combo. Then there's the Ambition spinning ice combo. And then they also have the Freefall Carbon Northwood edition. That's the inline Black Betty Freefall reel that that 13 Fishing is so well known for. So if you're looking for any gear, go check out 13fishing.ca. They are a presenting sponsor. We get a discount code for you listeners. It's unbelievable. It's 15% off the entire website. So yes, 13 Fishing is our presenting sponsor, but Repel Canada technically owns 13fishing.ca. So our discount code is good for the entire website, all of the brands that are on there. So don't just limit yourself at shopping at 13fishing.ca. Check out all the other brands. I had a few people message me the other day saying, hey, you know, is your discount code good? I want to buy an ice auger. And so I looked into it a little bit, checked it out, tested it out. And that discount code is valid for StrikeMaster on Repella.ca as well. So if you're looking for a new ice auger, go check out the StrikeMaster 40-volt light flights. Those come in at 8 and 10 inch. So those are amazing, amazing augers. Logan and I both have one. I've been running one for 3 years now. StrikeMaster, that is. I just got the light last year. It was fantastic. No issues whatsoever. Go check that out. I think 15% off the light flight is like almost $145 in savings. So you're absolutely crazy. If you're buying one, you might as well save yourself $150 essentially. Get it shipped to you and boom, you're ready for ice fishing season in a couple weeks here.
Yeah. And I know we ran their pro suits last year, right? Yeah. I don't know about yourself, but I have nothing bad to say about those, only good things. I guess as lots of you may have seen that met us this weekend or some of the guests we had, I don't know what people think listening, but we are shorter than most people thought. And everyone that we seem to have on the podcast was taller than we thought. So these suits are nice for, they're nice for anyone, but especially for us being shorter, the adjustability that they have, at the bottom of those bibs there is quite nice. They've got a couple different, I think it's like four different settings that you can, it basically rolls up and buttons in on the inside. So you can change that height to fit you better rather than dragging it on the ice below your boot and either slipping on that or just wearing it down and ruining the suit. I know that was a big thing I liked, and just they're so warm, but they're still so light. That was another thing that I really enjoyed about them. And actually they've got their jackets have a double layer. So basically you got your outer shell and an inner shell, and you can take that inner shell out. And I wear that inner shell everywhere. When I go to the bars, go to a hockey game, whatever, I'm wearing that inner shell. It's a nice puff jacket, very warm. Like that's what I've been wearing, outside in these temperatures we've been having. So nothing bad to say about these suits. They've been awesome. And I'm looking forward to putting them on. I don't know about yourself, but I think ice fishing's pretty well up there, might be ahead of my enjoyment in summer fishing. Like I think I might like ice fishing better.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, obviously open water fishing can be more enjoyable from a weather standpoint. Obviously There's just so much to ice fishing. I think, you know, we've talked to previous guests before, and you know, talking with other people, like you just need a lot of gear to be comfortable in all weather conditions. You know, whether that be a tent, a heater, of you know, flooring or rubber mats and this and that, and it just adds up. And if you're walking, right, that's a lot to haul behind in a sleigh. I guess another key point too is early ice. If you are loading up a sled and you're pulling that and it's a heavy sled, maybe add an extra length of rope on that. So when you're pulling that sled with a bunch of weight is a few feet behind you, not right behind you. So it's a lot of weight all in one spot. Just another kind of safety tip if you're heading out on foot early ice. So, but it's just, yeah, it's a lot, right? I mean, for me, I know I get a little bit more excited when I'm pulling out the ice fishing stuff.
Yeah.
Like today I pulled out all my ice fishing rods and I'm sitting there looking at these things and I'm itching to go. I know it's a week, 2 weeks out, but it's just like a different feeling. I think maybe those of you that don't have a boat can maybe relate as well. Ice fishing is just a little more realistic for us to I don't know what the right terminology is. Get around, I guess. You know, once the ice really, really freezes over and you can get around in a vehicle, it basically opens up the opportunity for anybody. You don't need a boat. If you got a vehicle and you got safe ice and not a ton of snow that you're going to get stuck, you can fish areas that you've always wanted to fish, but you couldn't because you didn't have a boat in open water.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, I just think it's such an exciting time of the year. So.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at my stuff right now. The case is ready. Pretty well all the tackle's back in there. I just got to throw in my pliers and knives and stuff like that. And then that case is ready to go. I got the auger charged up last week. The new Pro-V light. I'm looking forward to using that. I know I got to use yours at the end of last year there. And that thing just rips holes. So I'm looking forward to that. The only thing I got to do is go out to the cabin and get my jet sled out of there. Get the sled to pull around. That's about it. I mean, you don't need much for early ice. You don't even need an auger actually for early ice. It's just kind of nice to have, but I mean, you don't really need it. So you go out there with a sled. You can even walk out with a bucket, right? A bucket with a couple of rods.
Yep.
An axe, whatever to break a hole.
I mean, maybe I was a little overboard saying that you need a bunch of stuff, but I mean, in the essence of, you know, you want to be prepared for any, you know, all elements and be able to head out ice fishing, you know, then it kind of starts to add up in products and quality of products and stuff that you might need to be comfortable all season. But early ice, yeah, you can grab 2-3 rods, an axe, your bait, and a sonar and have a heyday.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I know like what you're talking about in the middle of winter there, like my box is full. Like I got the sled in there, tent, auger, the rods, heater. Usually a buddy's come with me, so they got stuff in there too. Like my box is usually full. So it is kind of overwhelming with the stuff that you need. Like it's actually like a need. Like on some of the colder days, right? Like being in like a minus 30 day or whatever, like need the shelter, need the heater kind of thing. Obviously you need the auger. Like it's lots of different things. Whereas in the summer, if you have a boat, you can just pull up to the launch, your rods and tackle are in the boat already. You launch the boat and you leave, right? That's all it is. And whereas ice fishing takes a bit more work, but I seem to get a little bit more jacked up for ice fishing. I just think it's a ton of fun. Obviously the cold sucks, but I'm also not a fan of plus 35 either. So it doesn't matter too much to me.
Yeah, you're pretty pasty.
Hey, I do not bad. I got pretty tanned up guiding. I'll say that.
Yeah, well, we all don't have that luxury, okay? So, yeah. Settle down here. Settle down.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I seen your nice little post
before we hopped today. Down here. Yeah, I've gotten pretty bad at uploading. I haven't uploaded much on my my personal fishing page kind of thing. I uploaded some stuff about my first week of guiding probably over a month ago, and I should have done it right when I got back. And now I'm uploading week 2 out of 3 of guiding. Today's the 9th of November, So basically thought, well, I better get these pictures up before I'm ice fishing now. So I'll probably upload the third week pretty soon here, but no, it was a good time, but yeah, I don't know. We were kind of planning this probably be a shorter episode. Just kind of wanted to recap the show. We did line up some other guests while we were at the show and had some that we had talked to previously. Fishermen are all busy now getting ready for early ice, but lots of fishermen hunt as well. So they were busy September, October kind of thing with hunting. So I think now once things settle in a bit here, we'll be able to line some more things up. I know we had talked to before and at the show, we had talked to Jamie Bruce. He also did a seminar there, like I mentioned earlier. So get him on here soon. I think Kevin was talking about coming on. So we got some people coming down the pipe, but I don't know. Did you have anything else for this episode?
No, I think, we'll probably just cap it at that. I mean, definitely we'll give another shout out to 13 Fishing. Go check out 13fishing.ca. All of the discount codes for all of our partners are going to be below in the show notes. Go check that out. You can also find myself and Logan's Instagram and YouTube channels down in the show notes below if you don't follow us personally. Check that out. We post a little bit here and there on our personal pages as well. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate all of your guys' support. We're creeping up on 2 years. January will be 2 years of Weekend Warriors. And it's just an absolute pleasure being able to sit down on a bi-weekly schedule and bring fishing episodes and content to listeners everywhere. So we really appreciate you tuning in. We can't wait to get our next few guests in the queue, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your favorite listening platform so we can reach more anglers just like you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for media updates and behind-the-scenes content.